Navadeep Dham, Vasi's Key Dham, the holy people of Navadeep Dham, here at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Govinda Kunda Ki Jai, Sadashiva, Gangadhar Sadashiva Mandir Ki Jai. Srila Guru Maharaj wrote in his Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam, Jivadhyaya Virakshitam Shukra Shiva Brahma Samanitam, that even Shiva aspires for a drop of this substance of Krishna consciousness.
For
a drop of this substance that was delivered by three puggles in Navadvip. He's saying these three crazy men in Navadvip were Advaita Charja, Haridas Thakur, and yeah, that's what
I mean.
Puggle. Okay. Three crazy men. Nityananda, Advaita, and
Haridas.
So I'm saying, Shiva, he's aspiring for a drop of this divine madness. As we're told in the Gita, Krishna says, Yani Sha Sarvabhutanam Pashame Jagrati Samyami. What's sanity for one is insanity for another. What is night is one is day for another. So once, we were in Vidyanagar yesterday or so, and that's the Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya and his brother Vidyapati. And once Sarvabhoma had an argument with Gopinatha Charja about Mahaprabhu's divinity. As we know, Mahaprabhu, he left Navadvip. He swam across the Jalangi, the Ganga, and he went to Katva to take sannyas. Why did he do this? Right? We're told, Tyaktva sudrushtaja sharechita raja lakshmin dharmishta arja bachasha yadagada ranyam mayam rigam doitamitsitam am vadabad Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. This is one slok from the Bhagavatam saying, Mahapurush means Mahaprabhu. Why did he take sannyas? We know Ramachandra gave up the royal throne and was exiled to the forest. But here it says, Takva Sudhushtaja Surevchita Raja Lakshmin. Nimai Pandit had to give up the royal throne of the love in the heart of Vishnu Priya Devi. And what did he do? Mayam Rigam Doitamitsa Anvadabad. Those fallen jiva souls who were chasing after the illusion of Maya, he started chasing after them to save them. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinath had a discussion. Is Gauranga Mahaprabhu God or not? And Gopinatha Charja said, there's no avatar in the Kali Yuga. Sometimes the Lord is described as Tri Yuga. He's appearing in Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, but not Kali Yuga. But Gopinatha Charja telling Sarvabhauma, haven't you read Srimad Bhagavatam? There it says, Krishna Barnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangashtra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Praye Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Those who are Sumedasa, they have refined theistic intellect. They will worship the one who is always Krishna Varna, chanting Krishna, Krishna. He's in the same Varna as Krishna, and he's taking the name of Krishna. Right? Guru Maharaj wrote in his Prema Dhamma Stotram, is it Krishna, 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 Nama Kirtanam? Dana, 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 Devyachandra Nartanam, Yatra Tatra Krishna Nama, Danaloka Nishtanam, Prema Dama Deva Meva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. That Mahaprabhu is always, as Guru Maharaj said, Prabodhananda says, Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara Nagarabhara Nityam Nijer Namavi. He's taking his own name. He's the Nadia. He's the inhabitant of Navadvip. He's taking his own name and dancing madly in ecstasy. Okay? And Guru Maharaj says that Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavitam Nityam Nomi Navadvipe Nityam Nomi Navadvipe Namakirtana Nartanai. When Krishna takes the position of Guru, he becomes Gauranga.
Jakon Krishna, Guru Rupayavatina Han, Jakon Tini, Sri
So Gauranga is Krishna come as Guru. But Gopinath told Sarvamari, he said, the reason, don't you read in the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj tells Channa avatar, he's hidden, he's covered. What is hiding him? What is concealing Krishna? Guru Maharaj says, Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. He's covered, enveloped in the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. That's why you can't see the Kali Yuga avatar. He's covered by Radharani's bhav and kanti. And Sarvabhauma says, well, and then Gopinath says, but anyway, why should we argue like this? Atapite deva padam buja jaya prasada vishama grihita evahi. You've got to get some mercy, otherwise you won't understand these things. And what's the evidence you have that mercy and I don't? He said, that I can recognize that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Swayam Bhagavan himself. Get ready now. His avatar sar, Gora avatar. When he revealed himself to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, this Ishwar darshan, that he's Bhagavan, God, he's showing who? Shadbhuj Murti. But it says Ishwar of Murti. He's showing he's God. He's not showing who he is internally, but showing that he's God. Who was Ramachandra? Who was Krishna? He's now appeared as Gaurachandra, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But he told Sarvabhauma not to tell anyone what I've shown to you. But Sarvabhauma, the court pundit of the king of Puri, he wrote hundreds of slokas or so that saying Vairagya Vijanija Bhakti Yoga, praising Mahaprabhu. But Guru Maharaj told, but still he didn't reveal to him who he is internally. That he only revealed to Ramananda. As Kaviraj Goswami says, there is Ek Ramananda, there's only one. When Mahaprabhu met with Ramananda on Godavari, it said when he encountered Mahaprabhu, it looked like the sun dressed in saffron vase sitting on the bank of the river. And they had their divine discussion. But after some time, Ramananda said, when we first sat together and began this discussion, I saw you as a Vaishnav sannyasi. He said, but now I'm not seeing a sannyasi anymore. He said, I'm seeing Krishna himself. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, Dandavat Prabhu, we've heard of exalted souls like you. The Maha Bhagavata, Bhagavatottamam. Who's Sarvadekis Gurumurti? He's seeing Krishna everywhere and everything. So naturally, when you see me, you're also seeing Krishna. And Ramananda said, please, Lord, don't tease me like this. He said, because it's not that I'm only seeing Krishna. He said, but I'm seeing the golden girl and golden effulgence of this girl covering Krishna. This is bewildering me. Who are you? What am I seeing? And Mahaprabhu said, I cannot conceal myself from your loving eye. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa Deva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundarama Chintaguna Swarupam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamahavajami. I can't hide myself from you. He said, yes, now see who I am. Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Ekru. Radharani and Krishna combined.
Radharani or Krishna samyukta.
Rasaraj means Krishna.
Rasaraj means Krishna.
But Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani, that means Radharani. The one who can relish the Akhilarasa Murti, Krishna. See how they mingle together. And Ramananda fainted. And when he awoke, he again saw the sannyasi Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokak Sridharte Goswami Maharaj said, only to Ramananda did he reveal his internal identity. And this is the Ishta Devata of our beloved Srila Guru Maharaj and his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So that Chaitanya Saraswat could, of Mahaprabhu's conception descending to Saraswati Thakur and his followers, you see on the altar here, Guru, Gauranga, Gandharva, Govinda Sundar. Means Gauranga and Radha Govinda. But as Gandharva, Radharani, she's singing and dancing to keep Krishna attracted. Krishna is celebrated as Gopi Jana Vastra Hari, Makanchor, Chitta Hari, Vamshita, many different names about him being an expert thief. But Guru Maharaj said, Radharani is a greater thief because she's stolen the heart and mind of Krishna. So devotees say, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna. So here in this place called this part of Navadvip called the Aparad Bhanjanar Path. Because part of the pastimes of Nimai Pandit is some people in Navadvip, not understanding who he is, committed some aparad. So our Guru Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj, he thought, first, if I retire, I will go to Vrindavan, that highest of places, and there do the Nam Bhajan and internal culture. But Kaviraj Goswami said, Krishna Lila Amrita Sar Tar Shata Shata Dar. Krishna Lila is Amrita Sar. Vrindavan is for the highest section of liberated souls. Right? Koti Mukta Durlab Madhye Ek Krishna Bhakta. And Guru Maharaj said, and that's too many. 1 out of 10 million, that could be an exaggeration. So he said, Vrindavan is for the highest section of liberated souls, but we're told the non-liberated will seek their fortune in Navadvip. So then, do you think Guru Maharaj went to Navadvip immediately? No, he went to Ekachakra, because Nityananda Prabhu is the governor of Navadvip, the Dhameshwar, the visa-granting officer. So he sought the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. And then came here to this Aparad Bhanjanar Path to establish Chaitanya Saraswati. And just to conclude, once someone said, they said, yes, only the offenders are taking shelter at Chaitanya Saraswati. And that came to Guru Maharaj's ear. And Guru Maharaj said, you can tell him, yes, all the offenders are coming to Chaitanya Saraswati. And all of their offenses will be forgiven. And Krishna will give them everything.
Krishna
Dara,